Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Special Eagle Hour today. It is our first remote of the year, new year, and where else would we come but Ramey Motors in Purvis, some of our very favorite guys. And so the first official remote of 2025 comes to you from Purvis, Mississippi at Ramey Motors. And on top of that, we've got one of the great guests that we could ever get, the great Casey Fisher from Southern Miss basketball fame. And we'll get to that in just a moment. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this afternoon. Golden Eagle men win a game against Monroe last night. Ladies lose a close game, but overall, I mean, the men played much better in the second half than the first. Kelly, we'll get to Casey Fisher here just in a second, get his observation. But a little worried at halftime. They looked a little lethargic, but came on in the second half, and I thought played much better and pretty much dominated the second half of the game. I guess, in all honesty, what's not a great team in Monroe, but nevertheless, a win's a win.
And the three-point shooting that Monroe was living or dying by in the first half, they died in the second half. They,
right.
You know, statistically, you just can't keep making those three-point shots. And the Eagles got some really easy baskets in transition.
Right.
So I think Monroe got really tired there toward the end of the game.
Ladies' game was just a reverse over in Monroe. They led the Monroe team at halftime and then didn't play very well in the second half and lost another ball game.
But so. Is Malia Grayson something?
Yeah, I mean, she scored 30-plus last
night. Yeah. And,
what a great player.
And led the team in rebounding. I mean,
yeah.
Lady Eagle fans, we better hope she lives in a rubber room, because if something happens
right.
to her.
No, she's the heart and soul of the
yeah.
team, no question. All right, our first guest on the show today knows quite a bit about three-point shooting himself, the great Casey Fisher from MK Turk's NIT National Championship basketball team, and probably still, I think, the most exciting basketball team Southern Miss fans have ever seen. Casey Fisher, were the basketball teams you played on, would you disagree with that?
I think we were pretty darn good.
Casey, I think not only were you guys pretty good, you were really entertaining. And those were just electric, wonderful times of Southern Miss basketball. Did Coach Turk talk to you guys ever about the entertainment aspect of basketball, or was it just strictly X's and O's about basketball? Did he ever relate to y'all like we all think he always understood that people buy tickets to come watch basketball and they want you to win, but they want it to be exciting? Were you aware of that, Casey?
Well, it's a strange thing that happened. You know, our freshman year, you know, being a point guard, and I'm playing against some of the best point guards in the country. We played in that Metro Conference, which was tough to play in.
Right.
And Coach Turk, we kind of walked the ball up, and we kind of got together. Honestly, you know, and it's an untold story. Me, John, Derek, and Randall went to his office, and we told him, you know, Coach, you know, we can really get up and down the floor if you would let us. And he was kind of hesitant. And that particular year, I don't know if anybody remembers, but he kind of fell for it. But he said, well, let me – we started a summer league that year. We were playing in different areas in Hattiesburg, and we were running up and down the floor. He put two on each team. And, I mean, we were scoring points up and down. And the word got out that the gyms were packed. And, and I mean, people were packing the gym to watch us play just sandlot basketball. And Coach Turk, we kind of told him, you know, kind of said, let us try. And he said, well, if it works, we'll keep it. So he kind of changed with the times. And the two things that happened, number one, the fans loved it, and we were winning. You know, right. we couldn't walk the ball up against Memphis State with William Bedford and Keith Lee, and you know, Baskerville Holmes and Louisville with them big teams. So we would just get them down the floor before they get set up, and we would score. Hey, and Coach Turk would put them two fingers up to get in that 22 press he had, and it was working. So he kind of, I give him credit for changing his coaching style at that point in his career.
Which is what I've always heard. One of the primary keys, Kelly Sander, to being a great coach is you have to adapt to your personnel instead of expecting your players to adapt to what you want to do.
But to the point you were making about entertainment, and I'll get Casey to comment on this, and rather than just get a layup, though, if MK Turk could call the old gold 23 lob to Derek Hamilton where he could sky and slam it and bring everybody at Reed Green Coliseum on their feet, he was going to call that play. Yeah. So he understood the entertainment value for sure, Casey.
Right. Well, Coach had a way with his X's and O's. You know, we were going up and down the floor, and, you know, it's plenty of points. But when it got to be crucial and we needed X's and O's, he knew what would work, you know, backdoor to Gerardo or Derek. You know, he just had his way. But we – all I can say is we just love to play with each other. And I knew what he wanted before he could before he didn't have to say nothing. John, I just knew we just played so much basketball in the old sports arena. That's where we kind of developed the entertainment part. Coach Turk took care of the X and O, but the entertainment, the alley, if it worked, he was good. But if it got to where we were out of control, he would shut it down.
And the members of that 87 team kind of had a rock star, you know, they were all kind of rock stars. I mean, even to the fact where John White at the time was dating a Miss Mississippi, right? Tony Seawright. So they were kind of pop culture icons too.
She even came to some games, and I remember being at the football game and she won. I tell you what, life was good in 84 to 88. It was real good.
All right, Casey. Now, you know, if you talk to younger Southern Miss fans, guys younger than Kelly and I, you can't really explain to them and make them understand how electric, how crazy Reed Green Coliseum was, how kids would literally camp out so they could get in the student section. Talk about some of those insane atmospheres when Louisville and Memphis and Cincinnati and those types of teams would come to Reed Green.
Well, you know, we were just so – when we figured out – I'm going to tell you when the light came on. Our freshman year, I think we were 6-20-something. But we weren't getting blowed out. But we beat Louisville in Hattiesburg. And so that's when we said we can play this game. But there was no place in the Metro Conference harder to play than Hattiesburg and Reed Green Coliseum. You know, everybody else was on the court that was so far away from you. It was like, you know, playing outside almost. But in Reed Green, it was like that the fans were right out on you. Most of the time, we couldn't even hear. The little hair I had on my head was stand up on my – I mean, it was just – And other teams just weren't used to. I mean, they just weren't used to it. All the way to Virginia. The only team that was compatible to the atmosphere we played in was Tulane, but they didn't have the fan support. I mean, my brother talked about one time he came down and couldn't get a ticket. Well, I had forgot to leave my ticket, and we getting ready to play. He jumped the barbed wire fence. He said it was guys jumping the barbed wire fence to get in the game. He said, you know, he ripped his pants. He said it was like 20 guys. It was crazy. I mean, it was and the NIL stuff that got going on. Now, I told Jay, I said, Jay, you know when I used to get y'all tickets and stuff? I said, man, I tell you what, life was good in Hattiesburg. Them people wanted to get in them games. They didn't care how much the ticket was. And we just fed off of it. You know, me and John and Derek, we talk about it every night, especially Gerardo, about that atmosphere. I said, man, it was nothing like being back home playing against Reed Green Coliseum, playing the top teams in the nation and beating them. and beating
all right,
them
now
on
that
their
it's all, now that it's all over and the NCAA can't do anything about it, truth is, I have to believe that you guys couldn't pay for a meal in a restaurant. You were the toast of the town. You got free meals. You got all kinds of nice thank yous. Is that fair to say, Casey?
Listen, I have no complaints about my 4 years in Hattiesburg. We ate good. I'm all like that. We drove good. I did, and I didn't have a care in the world but basketball and going to class, trying to stay eligible. The alumni in Hattiesburg were nice. Coach Turk was very, very, when I say very, cautious. I'll give him credit. Nothing came through him, but the alumni had a way of keeping you happy. And I miss out on everything in life, man. I miss out. I told Jay Latton, the NIL, it's ruined to me. I don't like it. It's ruined college sports. I think that there has to be a sense of commitment. But, yeah, we would show up at a restaurant, at Chesterfield or somewhere, man, and somebody was going to pay for our meal. And the fast food restaurant, it was a given. We walk in, and they would get so caught up in asking for autographs, we'd just eat free.
We're talking to the great Casey Fisher. We're going to hold him over. We're broadcasting from Ramey Motors down in Purvis. More with Casey Fisher in just a moment. Dakota Baker still to come talk about the new year here at Ramey's, but more great basketball memories in 3 minutes from the great Casey Fisher.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, back on the air at Ramey Motors down in Purvis. Dakota Baker going to be joining us here in just a few moments as the good folks down here at Ramey's kick off 2025. I'm sure it'll be another great year for them. We're talking to the great Casey Fisher. And Casey, let's go to the present for just a moment. You played basketball, obviously, at a very high collegiate level. You look at the basketball team this year at Southern Miss. So, what's your observation, and what do you think the present team has to do to get on the type of run that they want to get on between now and the time the tournament's played?
Well, when I watch them play, one thing I can say, Jay, Coach Ladner, he knows how to coach what he has. When you don't have a dominant inside player that can dominate the inside, then you got to make the proper adjustments. And I thought the guys played hard. I thought they played smart because they play for a smart coach. But they got to – when I talked to them, I told them, you got to love one another on the floor, off the floor, and you got to give it all you got. You got to take it personal when you put that black and gold on. And I thought they did. I was so glad to see them win the game I watched. But they've got to, they got to stick with what Jay's trying to I see what he's trying to do. They got to play within a system because, they don't have that, that dominant player that can go to 30 points every night, But they – sir?
when you talk about loving each other, you know, but it's so counterintuitive to the NIL culture now, because the NIL culture and the transfer portal, it's all about me, me, me.
Right.
You know, what can I get out of this rather than the team? And I think there's a lot of that team that you're talking about, Casey, that's getting lost in all this NIL and transfer portal. Is that a fair analogy?
Well, I think NIL has ruined college sports. You know, being coming from the old school, and the things that USM and that opportunity afforded us, you know, you can't put a price tag on it. But I think the coaches, there's no way they can, you know, my heart go out to them, because you can have a guy have a good season, and if he decides to leave, he can leave. We stuck with it. You know, we just liked each other all on and off the floor. We had no problem. But after Eddie Pope left, that was kind of like it for the problem. And I tell people, that's another story by itself. If we have Eddie Pope in the NIT, we had Eddie Pope on the team we had, we probably would have played in the Final Four, not the NIT. But you know, Eddie just had some discipline problems, a great basketball player. But anyway, I just hate the NIL. I don't like it. I don't like the way guys, you know, play for four college teams in 6 years. You know, it kind of puts I guess you can say, a black eye on college sports. And it's just not – they're really professional basketball players.
Right.
And now, Casey, you officiate at the college level. As you officiate games, how do you think the game now is different and the same as it was when you played back in the mid to late 80s?
The game now is – totally revolves around the three-point line. Totally. We kind of played, you know, inside out. You know, Randolph Keys had a way of being able to score on seven-footers. You know, we used strategy to go back door, throw alley-oop, but you know, we didn't want to just shoot three after three after three. We shot them as they came available. But now, you know, everybody spots up behind the three-point line. They play from the outside in rather than inside. And the kids, you know, they watch NBA sport. They want to shoot step back three. You're traveling in high school. You know, they want to do the Euro step with an extra step. And then when you call it, you know, they got a problem. But it's the attitude of the kids. It's the coaches. God has blessed me to play it, to coach it, and to referee it. And the kids are just different. You can't, you know, Coach Turk could get on you, and you didn't take it personal. You know, you took it, though. That's what your coach. You just trusted what the coach said. You gave it all you got, and that was it. Now the coach is literally begging the kids to play hard, begging begging them to shoot. You know, they just, it's like, I don't know, like they watching too many videos and not playing enough basketball.
Well, Casey, is it not true that, I mean, if you're a coach now and you got a really good player and you get on him a little too much and you offend him, heck, he's just going to enter the transfer portal and go somewhere where he likes the way he's being treated better. Is that not right?
Yeah, but it's so unfair to the coaches. You know,
right.
At USM, Coach Turk was the spearhead, the head coach. But, you know, Mike Jones and Robert McGinnis and Coach Moore, you know, them guys get out there and beat them bushes away from their wives and their families, signing basketball players, and you spend all this time with this kid, investing a year in his life, and he gets some NIL, and then he decides he don't like what's going on, or somebody offering more. It's so unfair to the coaches, and it's got to be stressful to know that somebody can just steal your player away.
I'm glad you brought up Coach McGinnis. Is it not fair to say that Coach McGinnis probably has never been given enough credit for the contribution he made to the basketball program during your era? Is that fair to say?
Man, let me tell you something. When they told me they was putting him in the Hall of Fame, it wasn't even a thought in my head about going and supporting Coach Mack. Coach Mack, I listened to Coach Mack. A lot of problems I wouldn't have had. He always had a way of reeling you back in, telling you to do this, you know, stuff off the court. He was like the coach uncle, like the coach dad. Coach Mack was just always on point, telling you to do this. Even with the girls, he would tell Casey, don't do this. She's a sweet girl. Don't do it. He was always the one that was taking care of the business off the court. Now, Robert Jones convinced me to come to Hattiesburg, but when I got there, you know, Coach Mack would do things like this. He said, Casey, go over to Richland. There's a kid over there named Gerardo Hinton. Go tell me what you think. He got to play with you. Tell me what you think. And he would put a little gas in your tire. You go over, and I came back. I said, Coach, the kid did everything but mop the floor. I said, he had 25 rebounds, 20 blocks, 30 points. And then he sent me back again. In other words, Willie Brown sent me to Meridian to see Willie Brown. You know, he just had a way of doing things. You know, you got to play with this kid. You tell me, can he play college basketball? So I'm the one that brought in Gerardo Henn. I'm the one that told Willie Brown to come play in Hattiesburg. You know, because Coach Mack, he had a way of making us feel like a family. You know, it was just
now, Casey. You must not have seen Willie Brown shoot free throws, though.
But I tell you what, Willie Brown had the ugliest shot in the history of shooting a basketball. But the little thing, the rebounding and the hustle and being a good teammate, he was good at. Y'all tell people all the time, you know, Bimbo Coles hit 51 points. Coach Turk talked about how good Willie could play defense. Oh, Willie. Bimbo Coles gave him 51 points, and Coach looked blamed it on me. I said, Coach, Willie had him the whole game. Oh, but, you know, Coach was frustrated. I'm gonna tell you a story that's really funny, man. It's a true story, though. They need to hear this. We were playing Louisville Saturday morning. I think it was a 12 o'clock game, and Coach told us, I need y'all in the bed. We got curfew at 10 o'clock. So we get up, and some off decide to go to the hi-hat. And we get at 10 o'clock. So by 9:45, we looked at each other, and we said, hey, he ain't going to check. He ain't going to check. Coach, because he was very seldom check. And we left the hi-hat man about 1:30. Listen to me now. 1:30. That's a true story. We got up the step talking. We turned the corner, and who's standing in the hallway? MK Taylor. And I promise, it's me, John Randolph, and Kenny Siler. We're coming up the stairs talking, laughing. And all he said was, y'all better win. That's it.
And the hi hat that Casey's talking about is the hi hat nightclub that Pookie Bolton used to run. Yeah.
All right, Casey, before we run out of time, I'm going to put you on the spot. We all love Jay Ladner. He was on your basketball team. We know he's a good coach. Could he play ball, Casey? Was Jay Ladner a ball player?
If you left him open, you could count it. If you left him open, now he couldn't create a shot. But if you left him open and he didn't miss free throws, if Jay got open, you could count it. He was a great shooter, just was foot slow and couldn't guard nobody. But he could.
Now only Casey Fisher could say that, Bob, and get away with it, right? But Casey, real quick before you go, I want to make the point. You said that Coach McInnis gave you advice when it came to women. So are you saying that you had more than one woman friend in college?
All then, I lived the best single life I could possibly live from 84 to 80. I really did. And like I said, now Coach would give you the advice, but hey, you 18 to 22 years old, man. It was great. And I want you to know now, we did win that game against Louisville, and Coach Turk never mentioned it.
He never. What would have happened if you'd have lost, Casey?
Listen, we would have wore them steps out in Reed Green Coliseum. And we beat Louisville pretty good that Saturday morning, but he never mentioned it again. Never said. He just said, y'all better win, and walked off.
Well, those were great times, my man, and you were a massive, huge part of that. We really thank you for coming on the show today, Casey.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to anybody from Hattiesburg. I love coming back. But my wife thinks that every ex-girlfriend I ever had lived in Hattiesburg, so I can't move back. I just come back.
The great Casey Fisher, everybody. Happy New Year, Casey, and thank you.
Y'all we'll be back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, people. Then.
Absolutely. More from Ramey Motors in a minute.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to thank Casey Fisher for coming on the show. That was a ton of fun right there. We're going to have to get him back. One of the great storytellers and clearly one of the great basketball players in Southern Miss history, Casey Fisher. I don't think anybody can argue with that, can they, Kelly?
No, and he told us off the air how many miles he'd put on that car driving all around town to all the people that wanted to see him and talk to him. And
Casey Fisher. Now, speaking of characters, we've got another one on the show.
Purvis High School Hall of Famer, the greatest baseball player to ever play to put on the purple and gold, the original tornado himself, the human backstop, America's heartthrob, and opening the Bee Gees tribute band coming
I didn't realize you were that busy, Dakota.
Man,
it's been that way, man.
I mean, back in the day, you know, like mine and Kelly's interview, I think I still got it somewhere. Everybody always gave me fits for saying I was pretty fast for a white boy back then.
Hey, and just coming off of a three-day tour of New York City.
You had a good time, didn't
you,
man?
That was fun, man. A South Mississippi guy going up there, it really was. And the hospitality really was a lot better than I thought. I mean, we had a lot of help from just the locals. It's got a bad rep, I think, in a lot of areas. But, dude, for everywhere we went, nothing but just, I mean, outstanding people.
But in your words, you froze your South Mississippi butt off.
That is correct. That is correct. I am not built for that cold up there because I thought 20 degrees wouldn't be too bad because it's dry. No, 20 degrees is 20 degrees anywhere.
Yeah. All right, it's 2025, speaking of 20 degrees. What's going to be the big story for Ramey Motors in 2025, Dakota?
Really, we've got two new lines of things coming up for us this year that we should have on the ground. One of them, I really can't talk about either one of them yet, but it's going to expand already. I mean, you see everything we sell now. Yeah. We're getting into a whole other line of units with four wheels on them, and then we're getting into another line of units similar to tractors and things like that. But it's just going to expand our whole spectrum of sales to basically one end to the other.
In 2024, what were the top three? Because you have so many products here. Your top three sellers.
I mean, always our Case, Mahindra, and Yanmar tractors are, I mean, they're holding her down for sure. Year in, year out, tractors are going to be number one. Then you turn around and look at your, I mean, boats are seasonal, but boats do really, really well come February to about October. And then, of course, then your Hondas and your UTV, ATV side-by-side lineups. But usually you would go, if I would do it, it'd be tractors, Honda, and then our boat sales.
I would think the ATVs and the 4x4s, that's pretty much year-round, though, right?
Year-round sales on all that. I mean, especially, you know, Honda did drop a couple rebates, so we got to move some more units right there around Christmas time. Same way with Case and Mahindra, and everybody's dropping units, especially now they're actually trying to drop some more for the customers just to get January kicked off, because January is usually for everybody slow. So a lot of manufacturers are, you know, hopefully Trump's getting back in office all the way, you know, in a couple weeks, and that's really kicked a lot of people off, man. There was a lot of things hesitant on the election, really and truly, and right now everybody's kind of wide open, getting ready. I think it's going to be a big 20.
So Donald Trump's election increased optimism among your client base.
I mean, finance company. I mean, it was a whole spectrum. We had people that were just pumping their brakes like, whoa, whoa, like, hey, we want to release this product, but we're really just waiting to see what happens. We want to see what our country is going to do here.
And the beginning part of the year, as we start thinking about income taxes, you hear businesses like yours always say, income tax time is always big for us. What does that mean, it's big for us?
So really and truly, you just have a big influx of customers right there, starting in February, ending around May. But, man, it's huge because, I mean, you know, a lot of people now, I don't know what all the rates and all change all, but there are so many people that get, you know, $3,000 to $5,000. I mean, that's a down payment on trucks, down payment on side-by-side, ATV, come pay cash for a lawnmower to get your grass going, boats. I mean, it really does. It helps everybody out. We just need to find a way to get more deductions, I think.
Yeah, well, that would be good for all of us, that's for sure, right?
And lawnmowers and weedies, you're probably starting now just to thinking about that.
Yeah, we're fixing to start getting our 2025 shipments in. So I would say usually we wait till the end of February, let deer season get good and over with, and let all of our hunters get all their stuff out of the woods. Come March 1st, we hit the ground running hard with our Gravely and Husqvarna package deals.
Our business is somewhat seasonal, and that January is kind of a slow time. Is that the case in your line of work?
From what I've seen, and then, you know, of course, us, you know, all of us being in the sales industry, we know guys at, you know, neighboring big car stores, you know, franchise stores, and we talk talk to them. We always get insight because, you know, we kind of, everybody got slow there for a little bit in December. And it's pretty much just the whole spectrum. Everybody's pretty well slow in January for sure.
Now, what about online sales, Dakota? I know that people can go to Ramey Motors and Power Sports. I know you'll give us the email, the web address rather. But what percentage of your sales now are internet, and what of it is what you'd call live sales or in-person sales?
So basically, I would say about 10% of our sales are walk-up.
Wow.
That's it. We really push hard on Facebook. All the sales guys up here, we generate a lot, which our general manager, Brian, does a great job with our advertising through Facebook and things like that. But, I mean, you can go to RameyMotorsPowerSports.com and check our whole lineup. We got RameyMotorsMarine.com and then RameyMotorsMS.com is our car. So we have three different websites that you can go to. But, man, if you get on Facebook and type in Honda 1005 Deluxe, you're going to have four guys. You're going to have Dakota Baker, John Strickland, Scott Arner, or either Shannon Denson pop up. And that's going to be us here, and that's how we've been so successful, just staying there, because I mean, not everybody's going to look up our website, but I mean, when you get bored sometimes, I mean, South Mississippi guy just sitting in the chair, he'd be like, hey man, I liked his side beside he had, but then let me just Google one, boom, if it's a Honda or a Suzuki ATV, XL boat, Case tractor, Mahindra tractor, when you look that up, you're going to see us four guys on there, and our presence is huge there.
And when you hear about the Fed lowering interest rates, how long does it usually take to trickle down, and where are interest rates now compared to, say, where they've been in the last 6 to 8 months?
So I will say the rates on side-by-sides they're still high, but like Honda owns their own finance company, so they can actually pretty much buy their rates down themselves or have a better rate period. So I can say, you know, Mahindra and Case, they've been running 0%. Heck, Case has been, and Mahindra's ran it, they ran it all year last year. So 0% financing for up to 84 months. I mean, that's huge. That's what's keeping our tractor sales just rolling the whole time. And we've got five or six models of Mahindras that are 0% for 84 months. And there's two or three models that you can get that with on a Case as well. And I mean, but they've realized that if you go ahead and just keep the rates lower and don't just flip flop them and do 1 or 2 months and get good sales, they just ran it for the last, basically all year last year. We had 1 month where we didn't have that good of a program, and it showed.
Can you talk about the importance of having a good credit rating, particularly to younger listeners who maybe don't know what that world is all about?
Oh, man, it's huge, man. I mean, everybody asked me, why'd you do it, man? How'd you do it? I was 18 years old going to the river playing baseball. I needed a laptop, a TV, and I bought a PlayStation, and I bought all of that at Best Buy on a credit card, basically. And that's where I started my credit. And so many young people, they'll just get it and they forget to pay it or do this or do that. Man, most 95% of people will let you auto-draft. And that's the easiest thing to do. Oh, what if I don't have enough money? Well, don't you make sure the money's in there and that note will be paid. That's the hardest thing that I try to get through to some young people, because I've seen it. Man, I've seen people at a younger age ruin their credit. And it takes way longer than somebody that's older and it has an established job and household to be able to overcome that and get your credit score back up, because it's almost like a first impression. It's everything in the credit world, in my opinion.
Yeah, similar. When I was in college, I got a J.C. Penney's credit card, and my mom and dad would say, just go get some socks, you know, then pay the bill off at the end of the month, then get some underwear and pay it. You know, nothing big, but it does establish a payment history.
I tell guys, Shell, Chevron, any of those kind of gas cars. Hey, you're going to buy gas. You have to buy gas. You got to get around. Go get one. If they decline you, hey, you may have to get your mom or dad or somebody to help you. But after 6 months, you can get them taken off. And, dude, you're going to spend $100 a month in gas. Put the $100 a month in gas. Pay it off. Just always pay it off. And, dude, your credit score will be through the roof in 16, 18 months. And you'll have established credit.
And that makes a difference on what you're going to pay when you buy something.
Gosh,
is that not right?
I mean, you're talking really a credit swing. I could tell you, just looking at a Honda deal I done earlier, your credit, let's just say your prime credit 750 plus, good credit is 720 plus, and then fares 680 to 720. A guy with a 630, his rate versus a guy with a 730 is going to be 10% different.
That's big.
Yeah, in the long run.
Oh, man, and if you finance a $25,000 side-by-side or a tractor or whatever the case may be, and y'all know that world and how that interest occurs, man, that's a lot of money over time. But it's not being taught anymore.
Dakota, right. One thing that kind of surprises me every time we talk is you talk about all the tractor sales. And this is not really an agricultural area here. What are people buying tractors to do with?
I would say 75% of our guys are weekend warriors, maintaining their homes and their food plot guys. You know, they want to buy something. They got a 2,000-acre deer lease here, and they want something to maintain that deer lease and then maintain their home. And, you know, we do have occasional, probably 20% of our guys are true agriculture that's got cattle farms, chicken houses, things of that nature. And that's what we brought in Case for. Case gives us that broad spectrum of those tractors and specific models and hay equipment for those guys.
Now, you also told us, and that's kind of a side note here, that more and more people are coming in here in the, into the dealership and seem rather excited about Southern Miss football again.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We talk about sports during football season, baseball season, but it's been a thing. You know, people are really excited about Huff coming in. And I think really, and I know it sounds great, but Facebook and people seeing, you know, Southern's putting up, hey, boom, we got this guy from here. And it's just every day, it's just boom, 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 boom. And he's bringing a whole new staff in. And it's got the excitement up.
You talk, stick around with us last segment?
Absolutely.
You talk about a Shell credit card. Does Ramey's Grocery Stores have a credit card? I would be interested in that.
I don't know.
Well, why? You just eat all their food for free when you come down here anyway. Well, you don't need to spend no money.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bob. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Casey Fisher for joining us earlier in the program. We're broadcasting, if you're just joining us, from Ramey Motors down here in Purvis, Dakota. Going to hang around with us here in the last segment. All right, Kelly, you've got news and notes. I know basketball is back in town tomorrow against Texas State. I'm sure the women are on the road against Texas State. That makes so much sense. But basketball tomorrow back at Reed Green.
Yeah, and it's a little scary, too, because Texas State was trailed Troy last night almost the entire game, and Texas State pulls it out on the road, which tells you, you know, that you got a pretty decent team coming in here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And that is a 2 o'clock tip at Reed Green. Now, the women, they actually, Bob, are in Louisiana tomorrow.
Oh, so they're not doing the normal thing.
No, they're at the Cajun Dome tomorrow. That's also a 2 o'clock start. Track and field actually begins their spring season at the UAB Vulcan Invitational. That'll be taking place tomorrow as, again, track and field starts its indoor season. And the men begin, that's after this game with Texas State, then they go for four on the road, including to South Alabama in that road trip. And all South Alabama did was beat Arkansas State last night. Drummed them. And Arkansas State was one of the teams that everybody said was going to walk away with the title. So, I mean, as far as the Sun Belt Championship goes, we all know it comes down to that tournament. But everybody thought it was going to be, you know, Arkansas State.
Who knows?
No, and right now,
it could be the Golden Eagles if they get hot.
It could, but right now, South Alabama clearly is the hottest team. And
Southern Miss dominates South Alabama in every sport, so, I mean, that shouldn't be a problem.
You're breaking up. I didn't hear you. Your cell signal was bad because I thought I heard you say that Southern Miss dominates South Alabama. And unless it's women's sports, that no, we haven't done very well against South Alabama.
All right. Dakota's with us now. Dakota, did you see the football game last night, Notre Dame and Penn State?
I did.
Great football game, man.
It was in the trenches there in the first half. I mean, I was an early bird. I went to bed pretty early. But, I mean, first half was good football.
The second half was electric. It was great. Now, so tonight, Texas and Ohio State play. The winner plays Notre Dame. Who do you see winning the national championship?
I don't want to say this, but Ohio State looks really good to me right now. But Notre Dame, I don't even know who won last night.
Notre Dame won 27-24.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Notre Dame's defense is not bad. I mean, I'm pulling for Sark in Texas, not only because they're in SEC, but I mean, I like Sark as a coach. I mean, I think he does well, but I think it's going to be Ohio State. I think they're going to beat Texas. I don't want them to, and I'm pulling for Texas, but I think Ohio State.
So you're looking at Ohio State, Notre Dame.
That's what
Kelly,
you
looking at Ohio State, Notre Dame?
I kind of like Texas, and I know they are in the SEC, but it's going to take a long time for me to get the Big 12 blood out of my system when talking about Texas.
That's the way I am.
Seems kind of silly, though, that Texas in the Southeastern Conference. But then again, you know, Cal is in the Big Ten, so, I mean, what difference?
Yeah, Arizona State's in the Big 12.
Yeah, what difference does it make anymore?
Although geographically, but, you know, we've talked about how the landscape of college football has changed, and Matt Campbell at Iowa State has always said the only job he would ever leave Iowa State for is the Notre Dame job. Well, now there's reports that he's interviewing for NFL jobs, and they said he's becoming disenchanted with the lack of progress being made on any type of NIL or transfer. So if the NCAA doesn't do this, they're going to run off a lot of good people.
Dakota, you're a former college athlete. What do you think about all this transfer portal NIL stuff?
I mean, I do believe that some athletes should get paid because of the amount of money being made on them. There has to be a cap on what they can make, and you have to have loyalty. There has to be loyalty. I vote Nick Saban as a commissioner, and let him get five other guys and have a commission for it and figure it out. Nick Saban, he got out, and everybody says, "Oh, he was paying players too." Whatever the case may be, I think Nick Saban would do a great job of trying to battle all these problems. I mean, if I'm going to give you $1 million a year, Kelly, to come play defensive tackle for me, I mean, I think you should at least play somewhere 2 years. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's injury things that happen, blah, 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 blah. If you want to get closer to home, maybe. But not just, hey, I'm going to go play at Iowa State this year, and then I'm going to go jump, make a meet.
Now, why did you make the comment? Why did I have to be a defensive tackle?
You're not quite fast enough, I think, for the
You sure don't look like a corner to me.
Well, fair enough. And I'm not sure, Bob, that you know that Dakota Baker was actually one of the first transfer portal guys. When he went to play baseball at Pearl River, Jones Junior College paid him to go to Pearl River.
It was actually South Alabama.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. It was so bad that they wanted.
Dakota, you make a great point, and I think there is an answer right there. That's fine. You go take whatever, $200,000 of NIL money. Well, here's the contract, son.
Yeah, you got
to
sign.
And here's what you've got to do to get the $200,000, and when you fulfill that contract,
then
you get your check. Then,
yeah, like, hey, if it's $1 million contract, hey, you get $250,000 up front. You make it through the season with us, and you don't, like, keep your grades up. Like, do things like that, not like, hey, you got to get 10 sacks. It's an NFL contract. But, hey, keep your grades up, Bob. If it's over a 3.0 after the end of regular season, there's another $250,000, boom.
And you got to stay for X amount of years with us.
I believe you got to do 2 years. I think that would be fair.
They should also, when it comes to college funding, you know, that President Biden, you know, forgave, a lot of these college students will apply for loans. They'll get the money 2 weeks into the semester, then they'll drop out.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched that at Pearl River, and one class I watched three of them do it.
They should finish the course and then be paid.
Yep.
You know.
Let me say real quick, thank you for having us down here. Please express to Ford, who's not here today, how much we appreciate how loyal you guys have been to us. And we really enjoy working with you guys. Look forward to a great 2025.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate it. We may have to go up on something. You know, Kelly eating all these goods we got down here. We may have to send a bill.
On behalf of Super Talk, I was advised to apologize and to tell you that we'll try to work out some compensation
there we
in
go,
2025.
There we go.
The cookies, pizza, fried chicken, and biscuits were all delicious.
Yeah. That does it from here. Kelly will eat and then leave. We'll be back Monday. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Cooper Call.
A
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.